A lot of Easter festivities coming up this weekend. One of those down on the square in Medina, and it's appropriately named Egg the Square. And here to tell us more about Egg the Square is Melissa Malone. Melissa, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having us.
Well, Saturday morning at 11 a.m., the Medina Square is going to get egged. Give us all the details, why and how.
Yes. So some of the businesses here in the district wanted to get together and do something for the community, and we decided to do something fun called Egg the Square, and it's a community Easter egg hunt with candy and coupons to patron some of the local businesses. And all of the money for the event actually was a donation to the Medina Relay for Life American Cancer Society group, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. We have the Easter Bunny and lots of little giveaways, so looking forward to it.
Melissa, what are we talking about with the eggs that are going to be placed out around? Are they going to be decorated, or the plastic ones that pop open?
There's a mix. So they're all plastic, and they're going to be filled with candy and coupons for pizza and bouncy houses and discounts to local businesses and more candy. So just a little bit of everything, stuff for mom, dad, and kids.
Sounds like it's going to be an absolute blast. You mentioned that the Easter Bunny will be in attendance as well. And, you know, you talked about some of the items that were hidden in the eggs, with some candy being in there and some coupons as well. What businesses are associated with this Egg the Square event?
So the bookstore in Medina is associated. We're the ones that are kind of leading, organizing, and putting it on. And we have Cupcake a Day, Cool Beans, Castle Noel, Amazon, Antiquation, Serum, Honeybee Bakery, Donuts on the Square, or Circles on the Square, Raspberry and the Rose. I mean, really, the whole community came together to put this event on.
Circles on the Square.
Yes,
I'm glad
that's our
you
donut place.
I'm glad you mentioned. Here's why I'm glad you mentioned that, because this was a hot topic on our show a couple of months ago when there was the Cleveland Donut Fest downtown. Mm-hmm. We had an unbelievably good apple pie donut, and that came from Circles on the Square. And we meant to give those guys a shout out because they were so incredibly good. You give away these votes when you go to this donut fest, and Circles on the Square had a line that was so doggone long. It was worth the wait, though. That place is unbelievably good. So unbelievably good. I'm glad you brought them up. You mentioned Castle Noel also.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to bring this up again, because this has been a hot topic on today's show also. Castle Noel also has attached to it that Alien Mini Golf, right?
Yes.
And Alien Mini Golf is a very, very popular item. As a matter of fact, Matt Douglas and I got to experience that firsthand. I won as a result. He owes me a mint chocolate chip milkshake, so just throwing that out there. So you have a lot of wonderful businesses that are a part of the Egg the Square event. And you talked about this a little bit earlier, but I want to bring it back up again, that this goes towards a wonderful cause. Talk about how this is associated with the American Cancer Society and how that all came together.
Yeah, so we were actually approached by one of their local groups, and they were putting on, it was mostly for residential, where they were going around and laying out eggs the night before Easter. So, and parents would buy, obviously, the eggs, and the money was a donation to the group. And the kids could wake up Easter morning and have eggs outside their house. And I said, well, what if we did something for the community? And they absolutely loved the idea, and so we donated all of the funds to them, and they actually are the ones that stuff the eggs, and then they'll drop them off to us, and we put everything out in the square on Saturday morning.
Now, is this the first year that you guys are doing this, or has this been around for a while?
There used to be a community Easter egg hunt, and I'm not quite sure when that ended, but this is the first year that we're doing this, because there hasn't been one in a while.
Again, we're talking with Melissa Malone about Egg the Square. It takes place this weekend, this Saturday, as a matter of fact, at 11 in the morning. It all begins. Medina Square is going to be egged. Now, there are some parameters here, too, and I know Mother Nature's got to cooperate a little bit. If it doesn't rain, you guys will put those eggs all over the square, in the grass, on the sidewalks, whole nine yards. But as I understand it, if it rains, that changes things a little bit, correct?
Correct. So our alternative, because we want to keep everything into the two-acre park in the square and avoid having people cross traffic. And so the alternative is we have enough concrete that we can still lay the eggs more strategically versus just scattering them in the grass. So it's just going to be a little bit more neat of an egg hunt than you would find if it was scattered.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. Is there a strategy when you're laying these eggs out, too? I've always wondered that. Is there a strategy here to just kind of see if these things get in where they fit in?
I can't tell you all my secrets.
Okay, no, hey, that's fair enough, because you wouldn't be hiding them if you were telling us, right? I mean, we're broadcasting this to all kinds of different listeners, and if they're coming down there, it wouldn't be fair if they knew exactly where to find these things. So it makes perfect sense. Melissa, let's talk about how this whole thing actually came about. You mentioned the ties in with the American Cancer Society and how that kind of helped pull this thing all together. But what are you guys anticipating on Saturday? What kind of a number are you guys anticipating, or is that still kind of cloudy at this point?
We've had such an amazing response. We've had over 1,000 families say that they're coming out. So we typically anticipate about half of that. And with it being the first year and kind of unexpected, you know, outcome with weather, we're probably anticipating about 500 to 1,000 families. And we want to just see this event grow every year. So.
And the idea is, as you mentioned, you know, with the tie-in with the American Cancer Society, obviously a lot of wonderful things coming of that. But I think also, too, one of the ideas is to get people down there, have the kids have a wonderful time, but really kind of showcase all the wonderful businesses that are in the area as well.
Absolutely. We're actually doing a big community-wide push this month, just some things that have come up in small businesses and pushing for Amazon Free April and really wanting people to come out and support their small local businesses, because we truly do have the same access as any big box store to products that our consumer wants. And it's because of the support that we get that we're able to put on these types of community events.
Amazon Free April. Okay, now I'm very intrigued. The detail seems pretty straightforward, but I want you to explain that again. Amazon Free April. I love the alliteration. Sounds pretty fascinating. What are all the details with Amazon Free April?
So that was actually inspired by one of our customers at the bookstore. She's phenomenal. And it's simply to remind people that because we get so caught up and we think it's convenient to always go online and shop, that we forget about our local businesses. And so it's really just a reminder to say, hey, don't forget your local business might have this exact same product. Why don't you take the extra 5 minutes, go down and patron them versus going on to Amazon and doing it?
Very cool stuff. Well, before all of our listeners out there celebrate Easter on Sunday, make sure you celebrate Egg the Square at the Medina Square this Saturday at 11 o'clock in the morning. And again, it goes towards a wonderful cause as well. Melissa, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.